Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Right? That way you're not part of the problem. You hear me? Yeah, okay. That way you're not part of the problem. Seriously. So I want you to get involved. I want you to get engaged. I want you to have a clue as to what's going on. And pretty excited today. And I'm excited because the left-wing news sources, and I use that term loosely, the left-wing news sources are going out of their minds. I'm whispering because isn't that what Joey B does when he wants to get your attention? Out of their minds. And I say that because I got to tell you, they elected, first of all, their first female prime minister, which I don't understand. What took Italy so long to do that? Whatever. But not only that, she is all about God, family, and country. That's her thing. She's a young Christian woman, and a younger, I should say, and they've lost it. She's against globalism, right? She's for the sanctity of life. Now, I want you to know, the left-wing newspapers, well, news outlets, fake news outlets, whatever, right? They're calling her a female Mussolini. Okay? I mean, seriously, she is a Christian conservative woman, and believes in Italy first. Oh, my God. So terrible. And so they're going on. But she didn't squeak by. She won handily. Now, whether you're talking NPR, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DEFG, right, they're calling her out as being bad for Italy. So what they're saying, again, as they always love to do, is all you morons that voted for her. You see what I'm saying? That's exactly what they're saying. All you people that voted her in, you're all stupid. I mean, look at these. Look at the CBS. Far right wing leader becomes Italy's new prime minister. Unreal, right? And again, because God, country, God, family, and country. That's, no, can't have that. And she openly said, I don't know how long she's going to last. Unlike other countries, I mean, they've been known to wipe out people. You know, NPR. Of all places, NPR.
Yes. What you need to know about Italy's new far right wing leader, Giorgia Meloni.
This is sad. This is so sad. They can't stand it. They, you know, they call us fascists, and they can't stand the way you think. The fact that you have a conservative leaning drives them crazy. But you know what? This is everything they want. What's their problem? No, come on, let's be honest about it. It is everything that they want in a woman. She's strong. She's articulate. She's smart, well-educated. And then you got the laughing hyena, that's the VP that they say would make a great president here in this country. Look at the difference between the two. I mean, really? But because she's conservative, because she's pro-life, she doesn't help their cause. No, come on, think about it. Because it doesn't help their cause. So she can't be. We'll talk more about this later. For all those of you who thought all hope was gone, let's talk about Liz Cheney. She says, I love this term, by the way. Is she so self-unaware she doesn't realize what she's just done? She said that if Donald Trump is the pick of the party in 2024, she'll lead the GOP. Although we've been lied to before, so don't get excited. No, really. Right? Again, just amazing. Well, why wait? You know what's coming. Right? You got nailed because of what you did, because of the lies that you told, because of the deceit that you've been pulling. I mean, really? And you got voted out. Okay? Not a problem. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Right? Now, I've got so much stuff I want to talk about tonight. I don't know if you heard that Jen Psaki came out. She said, Democrats know they will lose if midterms are about Biden. They know this. You never know by their behavior. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNTeam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was going to
do. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855, I'm Real Joe, 855-732-556. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I don't want you part of the problem, but I do want you part of the solution. And speaking about being part of the solution, somebody has her finger on the pulse on a regular basis. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her input and New England style viewpoint on the politics of the day. How are we doing, Kimberly?
I'm great. How are you?
I am wonderful. Watching your Twitter feed is quite amusing, too. I mean, apparently
You don't have a whole bunch of wonderful things to say about some of your legislators there, or legislator wannabes there in New Hampshire.
Because they most, well, if they're a Democrat, they absolutely suck. But some Republicans do too, but Democrats are terrible here.
Yeah, it's amazing to watch the lies that they're telling you. You're calling them out on them and not making them happy. You're not making them happy, Kimberly.
Well, someone's got to call them out because our lamestream media doesn't.
Mm-mm.
They don't say a word. They don't question them about anything. It's really pathetic. Because why? Because they want access, so they'll never do it.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're exactly right. Look, I mean, I'm elated at the new prime minister of Italy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I say that because I want you to think about something. She is their worst nightmare, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because she's a successful woman, all right? She's a Christian. She's right-wing. She's all the things that they hate, but she's a woman. They should be excited. A first woman, isn't that interesting? The first woman prime minister of Italy.
Wait, she's the first woman prime minister?
Yes.
Oh, my God. So I was away all weekend doing crafty, non-political, awesome things, and I just saw this when I got home this afternoon.
Wait a minute. You got to have some more fun with this. You got to let me have some more fun with this, okay? So CBS, far-right leader becomes Italy's new prime minister. Where a new prime minister wants to take her country. It's not good. Let me see where else. I like this one, too. She, far-right leader, becomes Italy's new prime minister in the likes of Benito Mussolini.
So that's what I saw. I saw fascist. Fascist was trending, so of course I had to look on Twitter, and I see fascist trending, and as soon as I saw that they were calling her that, I knew she wasn't a fascist.
Yeah.
100% knew she wasn't a fascist, because that's what the left does now. I mean, they're right, taken right from the playbook of Hitler. You know, call your enemies, say your enemies are these horrible things, completely opposite of what they actually are. So I knew
Kimberly,
as soon as I saw it.
She's running around. No globalism. We're not going to get involved in the globalist movement. Italy first. We're going to get ourselves fixed. They're dying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. And that's what we need to do here. Wake up, everybody. I'm seeing, and I don't know if you see this where you are, I'm seeing people completely lying about what their agenda is.
Oh, yeah.
And as a matter of fact, I have to write about one guy who's running to be my rep at the state house, claiming he's an independent, but he's really just a gun control Democrat. Because he actually wouldn't answer questions I asked him, and he blocked me from his Facebook page.
Oh, they do it all the time. Him. When they know you got him and you didn't forget, it scares the bejesus out of them. That's, you know, I always joke, it's why they want control of the interweb, so they can wipe out what they want to wipe out, keep what they want to keep. That kind of thing, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You know, control who has a say of what, and not let people know how, you know, oh, yeah, this is what I said a couple of years ago, or this is what I, you know, said even just a few days ago. It's bad. This election is going to be such an absolute clown show. It's not even funny.
Yeah.
It already is. What am I talking about? It already is.
Well, it is. But you're right. Even in my area, not just the city I live in and what have you, but even in my areas, you have these Dems who have been, you know, far left-wing socialists now talking like a moderate Republican. Okay?
Yeah.
So
they read the polls.
They know.
Yes. They read the polls and they know. They try to change language around so that it doesn't sound like they're against school choice and parental rights, right? They try to not use language like that. Because they know people don't want anyone who is against those things in office.
Somebody just sent me this. This is great. Maloney, she's 45 years old. She grew up in a working-class neighborhood in Rome that's better known for cultivating leftist activists. So she's an anomaly in her area, right?
Ah.
But the article goes on to say, her party has roots in the neo-fascist movement that emerged out of the ruins of World War II. Symbols point to the party's connection to that past. The party flag includes a tricolor flame that was a symbol of fascism in the early 20th century. She's refused to move it from the party flag.
I'm sure that the flag had other meanings as well.
Yeah.
Just like
well,
they see the
you and I both know that's usually
fascist.
What happens, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she came out as a populist. She's against the globalists.
Yep.
She's against the climate cult. She's against these people who are, like she said, against the family. I did see a couple speeches of hers after, you know, when I was checking out who she was, because I had not heard of her until fascism was trending on Twitter.
This is why she's opposed to immigration, at least until they get Italy under control. You know, take care of the Italian people first.
Yeah.
She's a defender of the borders. Shut them down till we get things under control. Right? It's just amazing. Listening
no, she's
to
for
her.
Common sense. She's basically for common sense in what a majority of people around the world think who have borders that have been opened up by their governments. Because that's what has happened in a lot of European countries. They just open up their borders and let anyone come through in certain countries, and it's hurting their country. It's hurting their countries all over the world.
Yeah. Oh no. You would love her because she comes out. She doesn't care about the fascist label. She says she's tired of the years of shame that many have felt for holding what she calls anti-woke opinions. She said, I have a dream of a nation in which people who have to put their heads down for so many years can now say what they think and not lose their jobs. You know?
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, the left hates that. Absolutely, they abhor that. They don't want free speech. They hate it. They try to pretend they're for free speech, but they left that.
Oh, no.
They left that long ago.
No. Pro-life woman. Oh, my God. Can't have that. Go for a quick break. People don't go far. A lot more coming up in a few minutes.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Term Life Line script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Life Line.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Floridians in vulnerable areas are boarding up windows and filling sandbags as Hurricane Ian makes its way north.
National Hurricane Center Acting Director Jamie Rome says evacuating will help first responders.
I want to stress that if you're ordered to evacuate, that you must comply with those evacuation instructions.
Forecasters seeing Ian will pass west of the Florida Keys Tuesday before it heads up the state's west coast on Wednesday into Thursday. Lawmakers are working on a deal to avoid a partial government shutdown. The federal government runs out of money late Friday night. Democrats who run the House and Senate are crafting a short-term spending extension, but they'll need to get Republicans on board. President Biden spent part of his Monday welcoming the World Series champion Atlanta Braves to the White House. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. You listen to the listeners in Tampa and Clearwater and such. I mean, I can't even imagine what you're feeling like right now. You've got a hellacious hurricane moving in your direction. So do what you got to do. You people have been at this for a long time. You know what you need to do to stay safe. So you need to hunker down, get safe, and you can listen to us on one of those little power wind-up radios if you need to. But no, really, seriously, do what they tell you to do. Get out of the way of this thing. Don't play it out to the last minute because it's not going to work out well for you. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show here on the Genesis Communication Network. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week kind of kick off the stuff that they hid from us over the weekend and some of the newer stuff that I'm just loving this. So anyway, yeah, I mean, I hate to say it this way, but I wouldn't mind living in Italy right now if she really does what she says she's going to do, you know?
Yeah, that would be, if she actually follows through. I don't know how it works there. I know they have a parliament, but I'm not sure how it works with, you know, changing things or voting or whatever. Some other crazy woman said, if she wins, if the voters make a mistake and she wins, we have ways to deal with it. I'm like, oh, wait, they got an FBI like we do?
Oh, yeah.
So,
you know, they have a thing called a mafia, but in their case, it's the government mafia. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if you saw this, but I want to talk about it because this is something that went on over the weekend. Did you hear about how the DOJ told the FBI to raid the house of a pro-life activist?
You know, I did hear about that.
Okay.
Right?
So, yeah, so I looked into it because, you know, me, I always want to find out actual details, see what's going on, because the first thing I thought was, oh, my God, this is horrifying. They're just raiding everybody. That's real fascism, kids.
Yep.
So I looked into it. Apparently, the guy was, outside of I don't know if it was a vigil or a protest against abortion, whatever, but he was there with his 12-year-old son. And some abortion cult protester kept getting in his face and saying stuff to his son and, like, getting too close to his son. So the guy pushed him back, and he ended up getting charges against him, had to go to court over it. Well, the court dropped it. They said that the guy was perfectly in his right to push the guy away from his child. Went away. That's it. You know, went to court already, went away. DOJ decided they wanted to get involved and prosecute.
Wow.
So tell me.
No, you don't let that go that easily. I mean, think about what they're doing. They're going to get you at any cost.
They are, yes, Biden's government is raiding people who are activists or who disagree or whatever, opponents. But this is what they're doing. And if people out there think, oh, that's fine, they're just getting these certain people. No, because fascists, actual fascists, eventually come for you, too.
Oh, yeah.
So all you got to do is look at Cuba. That was commie. Look at Cuba and what they did. They fought against the Batista regime. But guess what? As soon as Castro was involved, he killed all the people who fought with him. So they wouldn't be able to take over control from him. So, you know what? That's how these people work.
Oh, yeah, no question about it. But, you know, again, if we stop teaching history, if we stop telling these young people truly how this stuff goes down and how it happens, then there's no way for them to fight back. There's no way for them to understand and see what's actually going on. And again, you and I have talked about this. This is why they don't want to teach real history. This is why they want to water down all this stuff. Because once you know what's going on, you can fight back.
Exactly.
Right.
And that's what, interesting thing, too, is I talked to some, like, you know, normal, you know, relatively...
Normal people?
So, normal as far as they pay a little bit of attention, but not, like, attention like we do to politics, right? And they still don't understand why all those people are being so persecuted for over January 6th. They don't understand it. Normal people do not understand it, especially when you had, for 2 years, BLM and Antifa literally trying to burn down federal buildings.
Yep.
And all the stuff they did, murdering people, et cetera. So, you know, regular Americans are taking a look at some of this stuff and they're starting to question it. And they're starting to wonder what's actually really going on here. This is a little bit, this isn't right.
Some of this doesn't make sense and that kind of thing.
Yep.
You know, most of them is fed through CNN for so long. They have to work at separating the two. They have to work at getting that out of their head. You know what I'm saying?
Right, because they were fed misinformation and mistruths and fake news for so many years.
Yep.
And they didn't know it. You don't know until you know, right?
Yeah.
You don't know until you know. And eventually everybody finds out who takes the red pill.
Well, what's funny, you know, I tell people, it's funny you said that, because I was talking to somebody over the weekend about some of the candidates running, and they go, well, she sounds nice, and she sounds this, and she talks about family. And go, no. Even if you don't know what the heck you're talking about, all right, you're not a political like you and I are.
Yeah.
At some point in time, you got to stop and go, all right, when somebody says to you, I believe in family values, okay, stop. What do you mean by define family? What are family values? Okay? That kind of stuff. Where do you stand with pro-life? Pro-life, pro-choice, pro-death, whatever you want to call it, I don't really care. But, you know, when you say a woman's right to choose, to what point?
Yeah.
You know, get it down to stop thinking, oh, they're so nice, and they believe you should have a say in your kid's education. Oh, what does that mean, though? What is it? When you say that a parent should have a say in a kid's education, what do you mean by that?
Yeah.
You know?
And you have to nail them down, if you can, on specifics. Like I said, I was asking a state rep, a guy who wants to be my state rep, what would you have voted on these two specific bills that are related to the Second Amendment? And instead of answering and responding,
he called you a fascist.
Me. No,
right?
He didn't. He just blocked me from his page and he was deleting my comments. And I was very nice about it. I said, where do you stand? I said, as one of your potential constituents, how would you have voted on these two specific bills? Because they were already bills that were passed in the legislature over the past several years. So I wanted to know, because that tells me his Second Amendment actual stance. And instead of responding, he did that. And then I noticed somebody else had asked him something about Second Amendment, and he said something about gun violence. That tells me all I need to know, buddy. You're a gun control Democrat.
I don't know. Dumb butt would be better, but that's okay.
It's not appropriate.
No, it is. It's why
but regular people. Exactly. Regular people, Joe, don't know how to pick out those words that we do that are red flag words.
So there was a local city council debate forum, whatever you want to call it. It wasn't really a debate. And it was a forum. And I knew some of the people standing around. So I walked up and I'm listening to them talk. I said, wow, he sounds like he's one of us. I said, no, he's a communist. And they looked at me and go, what? Oh, no, he's a devout communist. This guy, when he salutes the American flag, if he does so, because there's a lot of people around, he raises the power fist when he does it.
Oh,
he introduced BLM education into an elementary school situation. I said, but he's saying all, listen to him, he's saying all the right words. He wants to defund the police. You can find him. He wants to bring more Planned Parenthoods in. They're looking at me horrified.
Wow.
And one guy says, you're not making this up, right? I said, just Google his name. It's all you got to do. And so two of them Googled his name, and they were like, holy Jesus, we don't want this guy.
Wow.
I said, yeah, it's really simple. Google these people. And go to the second or third page. Don't just stop at the first one.
Right.
Right? And you'll see what they're truly like. But it's that ignorance. It's kind of being lulled in, right? He sounds like one of us. Look at him. He looks like a nice guy. He sounds like one of us. No.
Yep.
He is a flaming commie.
Yep, exactly. And like I said, like we now understand the key words that might be a trigger, right? But other people don't. They just think, oh, okay, he's not so bad or whatever.
He sounds like a nice guy.
Yeah, he sounds like a nice guy.
This guy won, and I want to be careful because I don't want to step over the line, because that's exactly what I do. I'm very good at that.
Mm.
But he won at one point. Let's just say his name was Bob, right? So when he was running for school board, he kept saying, his card said Coach Bob on them. I am Coach Bob. And I mean, committed communists. But he said, you know what, we need to make schools fun again. Our kids are too wigged out. And he won everybody over that way. Anyway, we'll talk more about it inside the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Back, Joe Mattingly, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution, be part of the problem. Right? If you're not part of the solution, you will be part of the problem. Go to get informed, have the real information so you don't go starting all kinds of trouble. All right, let me bring her on because, actually, she has the real information. She's still able to start all kinds of trouble. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me as well. Hey, Kimberly, good news. I don't know what she's waiting for, though. Liz Cheney.
Oh, yeah?
She's threatening to leave the party if we nominate Trump in 2024. I mean, that's always worked, right?
Bye, Felicia. No one cares. No one cares about Liz Cheney, not even her own constituents. Bye.
This is so proof positive. They have no clue of reality of what's going on around them, right?
Most of them don't. She's a narcissist and cares nothing about what her constituents or the people want. She only cares about herself and her own feelings. Sorry, Liz. No one cares about your feelings.
Now you're hearing more and more. I mean, I heard some of the people that were reporting on this, some of the, the MSNBCers, and they're talking about how, the Republican group is nothing like it used to be. They've gone so far right. Trump has turned them into fascists. And I'm thinking, wow, are you looking at this Joey B guy? Are you seeing what he's doing and the people behind him, you Schumer and Pelosi and what have you? My God, you guys are really, really
okay.
Something wrong between the ears.
So, the memo must have came down from the psychopaths running this country. Because, they say that in New Hampshire, too, the Democrats say that. I'm like, why the Democrats say that? Because they believe anyone slightly to the right of Stalin is extreme right. Why? Because they're to the left of Stalin. And it's true.
It is so true.
All you got to do is look at their voting records. I'm not lying. I don't need to make stuff up. Because everything I say about Democrats. Based on reality.
I was mad at Lindsey Graham for what he did with the...
that was stupid, yeah.
Right. Well, let me tell you something. I've been listening and reading some things, okay? And 70% of America, over 70% of Americans, women also, they want some kind of restriction on abortion.
Yeah.
They think it's gone too far. Right up to the time of labor, it's just out of control.
Yes, we agree with that.
Right. Yep. So... I think what he was trying to do, now that I gave it more thought over the weekend and started reading, and maybe I'm giving him too much credit, I don't know. But he's trying to put the Dems on notice, because the Dems want total and full abortion rights right after the time he's coming out of the birth canal.
I get that, and I thought that for a fleeting moment, I understood what I thought it the same thing, Joe, believe me. But you have to remember something. When Republicans try to push a narrative, even if it's true, and try to get Democrats on record, the media doesn't go along. The media goes with whatever Democrats tell them to do. So it fails. You can't do that unless it's something like the border invasion, like something tangible that people can actually see. Most Democrats won't admit they want abortion up to the day before a woman's due to give birth. We know it's true. We know that's what they really want. Some of them have actually come out and said it, but most of them don't. So
right.
When asked about it, they'll say, I don't support that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know, but there's got to be a way. And to your point, I guess you're right, too. You know, that nobody's going to cover their votes anyhow. Nobody's going to cover what they say that's off color or wrong or what have you.
Nope.
But there's got to be a way to consistently get them to truly trip up on themselves. You know what I mean? Got to be.
Believe me. I say it all the time because that's what Democrats actually want. Because in New Hampshire, they complained about an abortion ban. It was a late-term abortion ban. But they don't call it that. They never call it that, Joe. This is what they do. And of course, the media and my sorry ass state doesn't call it that either. You know what I mean? They just say abortion ban. They don't say what it was, late-term abortion, which probably 90% of people in New Hampshire agree with, including Democrats. So they word it so that people, women especially, pro-choice women, think that there was some kind of abortion ban that, oh, my God, women aren't going to be able to get an abortion. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's just like book banning thing, right? And they talk about, wanting to ban books or do whatever. I would say this. Look, a book ban means there's no way to get the book.
Right.
The book has been burned, banned, thrown out, told it's not coming into this country.
Yep.
You can go get the books.
Yep.
Pretty much in any library. I believe the Amazon.com is selling some of these books. So it's not like it's a ban.
Right.
It's not allowed in certain areas, certain schools, certain libraries. Which is fine, because I think the school boards need to decide what's age appropriate and what's not.
Correct. Yeah.
And local government is always meant to be local government.
Right.
You know, so.
I know that, yeah, that's the other one they bring up, the book bans. Like, you can still buy the kid your book on Amazon if you want your kid to learn about gender fluidity and whatever. It's just not appropriate for teachers to be teaching this in public schools.
That's right. So whenever you hear the word ban, you need to, your ears need to perk up and go, wait a minute, what are they banning, or what do they think they're banning, or what's going on? You
yeah.
really need to do that from now on, because otherwise, you'll buy into the fact that it's no longer available. You can't get it.
Right.
So.
Well, that's like, there's plenty of books, believe me, there's plenty of books that the left wanted to stop school kids from reading, and they called it a book ban. Huckleberry Finn, I can't remember. I have a list of it somewhere, but
yep.
you could still get the book. It just wasn't
mice,
Gone with
of
the
Mice
Wind.
And Men, To Kill a Mockingbird.
To Kill a Mockingbird, yeah. That was the other one. I love To Kill a Mockingbird.
There were lessons. There's lessons in those books that are appropriate for today and
yeah,
should be talked about today. Those
they
are
don't
great.
Want kids learning anything good. They don't want kids learning those lessons. That was one of them. And then Gone with the Wind. I remember I have personally never seen Gone with the Wind. When they talked about banning it and it was getting harder to find, I bought the movie and bought the book. I have never, still to this day, seen the movie. I still haven't seen it.
That's hilarious. That's
but
great.
I'm like, oh, they want to get rid of it? Guess what? I'm buying it. And that was the left. Again, remember it was the first black woman to win an Oscar, and they wanted to get rid of the movie because it had racist over. Oh, duh! That was part of the point of the movie, you know, in the movie, whatever. I don't know. Like I said, I've never seen it.
No, you're asking them to think deep. That doesn't work out for them. It really doesn't.
You can't think deep when you don't have enough synaptic nerve responses.
So, listen, Sunday, Jen Psaki, I guess she crawled off under her rock on her show, and she said, Republicans will be able to, now think about these words carefully. So I say they're totally unaware of themselves. She said that Republicans will be able to exploit Democrats' failures with crime and the economy. And the only way they can combat this is by pushing how extreme the right is.
What?
So, in other words, the Republicans are going to spank the Democrats over crime and the economy. There's no way out of that, she says. The only way to beat is to come down on the side of extremism, that the right, Republicans, are very extreme people.
And that's what they're doing.
So, and she said, you know, we need to call out people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, Kevin McCarthy. And I'm thinking, wow, have you met Nancy Pelosi?
Right.
Have you met Maxine Waters? Sheila Jackson Lee? You know, I think that they got Sheila Jackson Lee duct taped somewhere, don't you think?
Yeah, I haven't heard much from her in a long time.
Her and Feinstein.
Well, Feinstein, I don't think can speak properly right now.
Well,
I think she's got something wrong with her.
Yeah, you're probably right, but I think this is.
I'm not saying that in an insulting way. I literally think. I mean, people in her own party have been saying she's not with it.
Right. She's kind of, you know, she's not doing well. Let's put it that way.
Right.
Yeah. So. And it shows you how bad they want to hold on to power. They don't want anybody to know she's not.
They don't care.
Yep.
Look at they put Biden in there. That guy's a half-brained, half. I'm trying to think.
Wait. But Psaki goes on to say, if this is a referendum on the president, we will lose. You know, the crime is a big deal, and then she went. But you know, again, interestingly enough, they call Kevin McCarthy and Marjorie Taylor Greene out as like the real whacktoids. I'm sorry, again, as I said, they've got the old-timers, and then they've got AOC. I mean, she's been coming out with some real stupid stuff as of late, even worse than normal.
I was going to say worse than normal.
Yeah.
Go
ahead.
So, this is, we know their playbook, right, Joe?
Yeah.
We know it. All during Obama's term, failed term, I might add. He called people, Democrats called anyone who disagreed with his policy racist. Remember?
Yeah.
They did it all the time.
Go quick.
So now they're just gonna call anybody fascist because they can't use racist because there's an old demented Muppet, white Muppet in the White House. So they're gonna use fascist.
Well, listen, always a pleasure to have you with me, people. Kimberly Wynn joins us every Monday here. Where else can I find you? Quick.
GraniteGrok.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.